Coming to you from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studio, this is Carl and Crew Mornings.
Hey, I want to do a check on something. How are you doing this morning, Young Thunder?
I'm doing very good.
You had a tough day. You didn't have a tough day.
I had a great day yesterday.
Here I am starting picking a fight right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
How much do I love this guy?
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, but...
Oh, boy.
You like to pick on him, too.
No, not very often.
Well, yesterday was one of those days.
Yesterday was one of them.
Yep. Come on, new attitude. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's December 1.
Be careful where you park, by the way.
Speaking of new attitude, we're going to be talking about that today. Thank you very much, Super Die.
Sure.
But how does it work when you try to get your new attitude? I'm going to get a new attitude.
Nah,
really,
not that great.
It's just a vacuum.
I try to tell myself, I'm like, it's going to be a good day today. It's going to be a good day. But that doesn't really work for me.
No, it doesn't.
It usually stops for me as soon as I stop repeating that to myself.
I know.
So the answer is put that on a loop tape.
Right. I immediately forget about it. I'm like, I'm going to have a good attitude today. And then I look away from that and then go, and you know.
What was that?
Wow.
You see, you clear your
throat.
He does
sound like that when he gets
Russell
here.
Russell Fritz, I got my spaghetti.
All right, then.
That's a Carlism right there.
I wasn't going to say it, but.
That is. It's a Carlism.
That's like a Sylvester the Cat.
No,
I know, but I love you, dude.
I love you, dude.
What are you talking about?
Why did you just say that now?
Yeah, because he did a Carlism.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
By the way, that spot, remember when you threw that tape at me one day? It's still right between us.
It is still up.
The spot on the glass?
The smudge? Yeah, he said something to me, and because there's a glass between us, I thought it would be funny to throw like a tape roll at him. So I did, and it hit the window, and there's a little tape smudge there.
It's still there.
Are you sure it's not a crack?
Every time I look at that,
oh goodness, it is not a crack. Management, it's not a crack. I can wipe it off at any time.
Every time I see that, I feel a little injury in my soul.
Is that really what happens?
No.
Okay. What's happening this morning?
I don't know either.
We're talking about overcoming a self-led life. Actually, we're going to do something really different here in just a moment, guys. This is a real treat for this morning. This Wednesday morning, we're going to do something that we rarely do here. I'll play secular songs every now and then. By the way, sometimes the best songs you can play are secular songs. They tell a story. If you've always got the backdrop of God's word and his truth to kind of fill in the blanks, man, I mean, it can be illuminating. This is the case. I want to tell you about this girl. Her name is Grace Davies. She won X Factor UK several years ago. And she was signed with Simon Cowell and all that stuff, you know. And then his record label went in the toilet when the COVID hit. Because these people couldn't get out and tour or anything.
Right.
And you don't make money with record labels by just selling records. You have to go do tours and concerts and sell apparel and all that. Well, she got dumped because of COVID, and she kind of is an indie artist. I love this girl. I love her voice. But let me tell you what I love most about her. She is so honest, and she is honest and reflecting in this song. Sometimes you get a real look at the underbelly of our culture, right?
Yeah.
And I want to set this up because she's written a song called I Met a Boy Online. And you might say, Carl, what are you doing here? I'm looking into the life of a millennial Gen Z, actually, and hearing her heart as she's pouring out what really is the heart of a lot of girls dating online during COVID. And boy, does it show the reality of what's between our ears that is often unspoken, often hidden. A lot of people have a silent scream of the soul or a silent scream of the mind, and I like to talk about that because there's so many living that way. We don't want you to live that way. But this is a sobering look of what's really going on in one young girl's heart. I'll tell you what I want to do. We set this up. Let me hold on to this a little bit.
Okay.
And let's play this coming up in just a moment. Matter of fact, if you're just driving right now going, shoot, I want to hear it, I promise you we'll get to this thing coming up straight ahead.
Carl and Crew is your show, Boom Crew. Let your voice be heard. Give us a call at 312-274-9624.
Thinking truth is critical, guys. What we think about today will be lived out in our life tomorrow. And it's one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves in overcoming a self-led life is thinking truth. We're going to get into two kinds of wrong thinking coming up here in a little bit, but I wanted to set this morning up with this song by Grace Davies out of the UK. She's a young lady. She wrote a song called I Met a Boy Online, and the song is reflecting the heart of a young lady, and it represents many, many millions. And also gives a beautiful kind of window into the mind of what people think. Here's what I believe about artistry and even songs. I believe songs tell stories that the average person would never share.
That's true. I agree.
And this is a case in point. Take a listen to this. Grace Davies, I Met a Boy Online.
I met a boy online. We talk all the time. He lives in my city and tells me I'm pretty. Does he know he lies? I met a boy online. I wish he was mine. But it's just a distraction. It won't ever happen. He's wasting his time. Cause what if he sees me in person and hates me like I do? He'll pretend that it's not true, but it's always the same. Then I'll lie in my bed and go cry to my friends, it's a routine. Cause why would he want me when I am this way? Oh, why would he want me? I met a boy on the calls every night, right when I need him, and I get a feeling he's reading my mind. And maybe he'll find out what's feeding my doubts. See, I've never felt wanted, if I'm being honest, I don't know how. And hates me like I do. He'll pretend that it's not true, but it's always the same. Then I'll lie in my bed and go cry to my friends, it's a routine. Cause why would he want me when I am this way? Oh, I wish I could let you inside. It's not you. It's always the same. Then I'll lie in my bed and go cry to my friends. It's a routine. Cause why would he want me? I am this way. Oh, why would he want me? Why would he want me?
Grace Davies, I Met a Boy Online. I play that for you. I really believe in my heart of hearts, guys, that the Holy Spirit allowed me to find that song. I don't even exactly know how it happened, but I use that as an illustration in a message that I gave here a number of weeks ago at 180 Chicago to set up the topic of thinking truth. And here's why. I think music pulls back the curtains of what we really are thinking.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This is, does that just rock my world, or doesn't
that brings me to tears?
Isn't that
that's very
guys,
emotional?
Do you know how many people feel what Grace sings about here?
Yeah, I mean, you just this idea that if people really knew me, they would hate me like I hate myself is basically what she's saying.
What she's saying,
and you think about that. Yeah, many of us live with this quiet sort of hatred of self.
Any age.
Yeah. It's not just a millennial thing. It's not just a Gen Z. It's any age. This sort of, if people really knew who I really am, how broken, how messed up.
You are right on, Allie. That song for me, I put that on loop tape before I played it at that message and then afterward. And I just use that as a source of prayer for me as a pastor to care for people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, holy cow. We got to remember, behind all the veneer is a whole lot of I Met a Boy Online by Grace Davies sung in a lot of different dialects all around the world. Coming up, what if thinking truth was the most critical factor in life transformation? And what if we told you God had a plan to fix what you're thinking that's wrong? Straight ahead.
No energy? No problem. We have all the energy you need and more. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
When you think about thinking rightly or thinking truth, where do you go in your mind? I go one place, Romans 12, 1 and 2. You ready for this, guys?
Ready.
All set.
Have you got it ready?
I do.
Oh, take it away, sister.
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Life renewal involves mind renewal. Bottom line, you want to be a worshiper? Don't go to church 11 to 12 and try to sing well. That is not the goal. The goal is to live a life that is fully surrendered to God. How? Through the renewing of your thinking. Thinking truth is paramount. I really believe this. I've seen it in my own life. What I'm thinking about right now is going to directly impact my behavior. Period.
Yeah.
Can you separate your thinking from your behavior?
No way.
Mm-mm.
I don't think we can. I don't think it's possible.
You could walk around doing things and be clueless that you're thinking about them.
Oh, see, I think that happens more than we even imagine.
I think so.
I think the reality is what we think about even subconsciously dictates the behavior that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this, guys. Do some people know that their head is hanging low and that their shoulders are slumped? Some people don't know it at all.
Yeah.
It's the byproduct of thinking wrongly about themselves.
So there are two ways that we can have wrong thinking, right?
Two ways. Wrong, right?
Yeah. Right?
good little comma right there. Yeah. No, you're exactly spot on. I mean, there's two ways that you can fall off this thing. So coming up here straight ahead, we're going to tackle this one because thinking rightly, I believe, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, thinking rightly is the most critical factor in life transformation. I believe it's the most critical factor. And here's what I want you to know that is so cool. God's word lays out for us two kinds of wrong thinking. And when you can identify them, then he goes, get this operating in your life, and you're going to climb back up to that high ridge. You won't fall off on these two ways of wrong thinking. So hang on, buckle up. Everybody get a swig of water. Get a swig of water, everybody.
Okay.
Buckle up. Okay. You good to go?
Good to go. Mm-hmm.
On this Wednesday morning, hang on. We got more where that came from, and we got answers for this flawed thinking that's impacting your life negatively. Straight ahead.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
We are celebrating this season. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
All right, we'll leave that there. What do we got, Alex?
12 Days of Christmas starts today. Uh-huh. We are going to be opening a gift live on Facebook Live coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Two ways to win. Be listening for your cue to call. That's one way you can win one of the prizes under our tree. Also, there's going to be an online winner each day. So go to carlandcrew.org, click on 12 Days of Christmas, and get signed up. One entry form is all you need. carlandcrew.org, 12 Days of Christmas starts today.
How cool is that?
I'm excited to open up a gift.
Ooh, I can't give away any more hints. I've been banned.
Stop.
You have.
I gave one yesterday. Tweedledee-dee-dee-dee.
No, see, but this doesn't make me want the gift at all.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Is it a Jackson 5 CD?
No.
I didn't know that was a Jackson 5 song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rockin' Robin?
All right.
All right. So here we go, guys.
Yes.
We are tackling something really fun today. But before we get to it, it is time for
Boom Kids. Today, Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, put on your listening ears. It's time for
Boom Kids!
What's the best gift you've ever given to someone?
My sister's lunchbox. I gave my sister my toys. She said she was so happy, and then she was like a little bit kind, I think, giving donations.
Really? What kind of donations?
Old toys. To people who don't have any toys.
I know my sister loves Batman, so I gave her my Batman pillow. She hugged me and said thank you.
Today was my brother's birthday, so I gave him a big Lego set. He was so excited.
I like giving a gift card to someone, I think. It's something that you use at a store and you buy something with it.
I gave my mom a really cool Michael Jordan card because he's my favorite person in the world.
I've never given anyone a gift.
Have you ever given anyone a hug or said something nice and kind?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Michael Jordan card.
I gave my mom a Michael Jordan card because he's my favorite player.
Yeah, hello.
That's
no,
funny.
No, listen.
I love it.
There's an earnestness in that.
I love it. I love that. Totally. Best gift that you've ever given. I like that. What's the best gift you've ever given to someone? We asked our Boom Kids from Christian Liberty Academy.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So we're talking all week long and next week about overcoming the self-led life. Here's a nuance to this. You might be self-led into destructive paths without even knowing it, because what you think about today is going to be lived out in your life tomorrow and the next day and the next and the next. You cannot disconnect. As a man thinketh, so is he. It's a reality. So what goes on between those, is it 8 inches?
I'm not sure.
I've got a rather large skull. I think my hat size is 7 1/4.
Like, what do you mean, like the distance between your two ears?
Yeah, somebody put a measurement on that bad boy. What's the difference between two ears?
I don't know.
We could just Google it.
Yeah, we're Googling it right now.
I mean, I guess it takes an average.
Yeah, well, give me an average.
All right.
20 centimeters?
Yeah, average of 20 centimeters.
So that's what? That's 8 1/2
divided
inches?
By
9?
Two.
In inches.
Okay.
6 inches.
6 inches?
Yeah.
Okay, so six inches between your ears. That little distance is everything. Isn't that amazing? That little thing between here and here, right there, in your noggin, that's directing how you live.
Wild.
It's crazy. So thinking rightly, I believe, is one of the most critical factors in life transformation. All you got to do is go to Romans 12, 1 and 2. But let me hit this, because you set it up, Allie, because there's really two kinds of wrong thinking. We love to use the high ridge illustration here a lot, where if you're climbing a mountain and you want to stay on that high ridge, because if you slip and fall, at least the mountains I've climbed, because I'm a scaredy cat, you slip off one side, you're going to die. You slip off the other one, you wish you would have slipped off the other one.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Ooh.
So it's, how do we fall off this? I'm going to give you two categories. I'll bet you can guess it. Self-loathing, thinking less of ourselves than God thinks of us. And the other one is real, too, and we often don't talk about this. When we think about thinking truth, we often focus just on those people that are struggling with their identity in Christ and who they are, and there's therefore their self-loathing. But what about self-elevating? Thinking more of ourselves than we think of God. That's
yikes.
Tough. So, and by the way, I shared this when I was preaching this message. Young Thunder was there. I think I shared this. I can fall off on two sides of a high ridge in the same day.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, maybe within the same conversation. I mean,
it's easy for that to happen.
And that's just when I'm talking to myself. No, I'm serious.
Yeah. I think it's easy to toggle between the two.
Yeah. It really is. So coming up here, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. Boy, I'm telling you, we are running late, but we're going to get our track shoes on. Coming up here, we're going to talk about what is the solution for these two kinds of wrong thinking. Straight ahead.
Go back and listen to your favorite episodes with the Carl and Crew Showcast. Just text SHOW to 312-274-9624.
12 Days of Christmas starts today. We're going to have two winners every single day. We're going to be unwrapping gifts on Facebook Live in the 8 o'clock hour. So listen for your cue to call in. But there's also going to be an online winner each day. So go to carlandcrew.org, Carl with the K. Go to carlandcrew.org. Fill out the entry form. One entry is all you need, and you're covered for the whole duration of 12 days. Go to carlandcrew.org, 12 Days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
I was going to tell you what's in the gifts packs, but no. I've been banned. They told me I can't even give hints.
You're not
just
allowed to.
Be here at 8 o'clock hour.
Moving along.
We'll unwrap the first one.
All right, so how do we climb that high ridge to think truth so that we don't fall off into two kinds of wrong thinking? Let me just rehearse this. Self-loathing is thinking less of ourselves than God thinks of us. Self-elevating is thinking more of ourselves than we think of God. Both of those are dangerous. Yeah. And I think we focus on the former rather than the latter, but we've got to focus on the latter as well. Been running about 70 people through this discipleship material, this whole thing, this stuff that we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
From our church, 70 of us. There's been no drop-off in attendance. Maybe one or two people. It's been awesome. But here's what I'm learning. We've got to, especially on this one, we got to hit both sides of this because you can think too lofty of yourself, you can think too lowly of yourself. But the question is, how do we get back to that high ridge? Boy, have we got a scripture for you. Have you got this handy?
Yeah, this is in Colossians 3. I'm going to read the first four verses. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. I love that middle verse. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
It's the game changer. I mean, the Colossians is kind of a sister book to Ephesians. And so there's a lot of parallelism. And it's all about living the abundant life.
Yeah.
It's all about, let's go. Come on. Let's live this new life. Paul says it right here. How are we going to do this? Set your mind on things above, not on things of earth, for you died. So in other words, we got to get our mind thinking connected with the spiritual reality that we don't even live here anymore. We're sojourners. This is not our home. We're passing through. We get our mind set on things above. We're not going to be polluted by, ready for this, reckless words that we heard as kids that diminished us.
Yeah.
Maybe you're blue blood, man. I mean, you're like, yeah, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Well, God's got to bring you to the point where you realize I am nothing apart from the grace of God. Mm-hmm. So God is an equal opportunity thinker helper here. And the way we do it is fix our mind on things above. How hard is it to do that?
It's so hard because when you set your minds on things that are above, that is the key to thinking less about self altogether. The problem with us is that we're so focused on self. So that leads to either loathing, kind of self-loathing or self-exalting. But when we fix our eyes and set our minds on things above, then self becomes diminished. It's that whole, like, he becomes greater and I become less.
Coming up, how important is thinking? Have you ever heard of the little short film called Johnny Lingo?
What?
I have.
Oh.
You were there.
I was there.
Oh.
Johnny Lingo married Muhammad. And the rest is history. Oh, I got to tell you, this story is epic. I mean, this is an epic short film. Hang on. I'm going to give you the crash course on how the film went down. That's coming up straight ahead.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
So, I mean, sometimes the power of positive thinking gets a rap, and I think we shouldn't have the power of positive thinking. I think we should have the power of godly thinking, truthful thinking. Thinking truth is powerful because it takes those that are self-loathing and elevates them to where what God thinks of them, takes them, those that are self-promoting and brings them to the place where they can actually be used of God and get their head out of the clouds. So let me tell you about a story here. It's a short film. It's classic. And I don't even, for lots of reasons, I don't even know if you could make this film today, but it is still, it's used in a lot of different college courses as an illustration for the power of the mind.
Okay.
So here it is. Johnny Lingo is on a small island, and he is like the swashbuckling Johnny Lingo. I mean, he's got it going on. And he, in the short film, he's a handsome dude. He's got muscles on his muscles, and he's walking around. You know, he looks like one of the surfer dudes, and he's walking around, and he's coming time for him to start courting someone in the community. And everyone thought that, you know, he's going to go for this certain type of girl. And when word got out that he was after Mahama, they were shocked. I mean, Mahama was a girl that had, she was too skinny to be seen as valuable in that community. And she had hunched shoulders, and she had straggly hair, and she always had her head down, and you couldn't look her in the eyes. And for some very sundrous reason, she was one insecure young gal, Mahama. But what's interesting is people started thinking, oh, Johnny Lingo, he's trying to get off cheap here, maybe. Because the way you valued women in that culture was whether or not they were a one cow, two cow, three cow, eight cow, all the way up to eight cow woman. And so the dowry, or what Johnny Lingo had to give Muhammad's father, was a number of cows. So everybody figured, oh, Muhammad, man, she's a two cow woman. Can't believe Johnny Lingo's going to get Muhammad. But the day came for Johnny Lingo to bring the cows in. And you know what happened? Something amazing. The cows are walking through the trees, and then you see them. There's one cow, two cow, three cows, four, five, six cows for Mahama. No, there's two more, seven, eight cows. Johnny Lingo brings eight cows in for Mahama.
Wow.
Everybody's like, what in the world? He overpaid for this woman. Which is a very funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Lingo grabbed up Mahama after the wedding, and they went away for a year to another island. And when they came back, people were stunned. They couldn't believe it. Who's this girl with Johnny Lingo? She's standing tall. She's radiant. She's smiling. She's self-aware and self-confident, and she is radiating. It was Mahama. You see, all someone had to do in Mahama's life was tell her, no, young lady, you're an eight-cow woman. You're not a two-cow woman like the community has told you. And just the gift that was given to that father-in-law transformed this woman's life into what Johnny Lingo always saw that she could be. It's a fun little short story, but it is so true in life.
Well, I mean, when you think about when somebody else values you, when somebody else invests in you, the kind of, I mean, and teachers know this to be true. Teachers do this so well. They can identify a student maybe who's struggling or who's been told that they weren't smart or any kind of negative things. And then that teacher starts to invest. And all of a sudden, this student who was struggling starts to really perform well. I mean, you see this principle played out all the time where if somebody else sees value in you, all of a sudden you start to perform and do way better than what you even imagined.
Yes. It is so true. Yeah. Allie, you nailed it. I think we see this over and over again, but not everybody has the teacher who's going to walk up to them. Mm-hmm. But you know what we do have? We got a Heavenly Father who has spoken what I hold in my hand here, volumes about what he thinks about you. And if we can get our mind around that, it can transform everything in our life. Here's what I want you to do today. I want you to commit to thinking like a true winner. So we got a resource for you right now. Just text the word truth to our number right here.
Truth to 312-274-9624. Just text the word truth, T-R-U-T-H, to 312-274-9624.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to download this. I don't care if you've had it before. You pitched it. You never got it. I want you to read it. And if you are struggling with either self-loathing or self-elevating, I want you to do this. I want you to, and most of us are struggling with both, by the way. I want you to read this, these truths, anchor them in your soul, and start living out who you are. There's Muhammad's in all of us here.
Yeah, that's true.
And God's wanting to change that. You know how? The 6 inches of turf between your ears. Think truth today.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
All right, guys. There's so much here. But if we're going to break free from self-help, we have got to get the truth of God's word rattling around in our mind. We got to think truth. Here's the difference between self-help and thinking truth and really tapping into God's power. It's like the poster of the guy standing on the mountain that, you know, what's the give me an inspirational phrase. Come on.
You are enough. You are worthy.
Okay, you are enough.
Back to that.
I'm right, just picturing Pinterest
there.
Right now.
I see that one a lot.
And here's what's great. I mean, that's such a popular phrase right now.
It is, yeah.
And but you know what? That won't get you half a block when you're really up against it in this world.
No.
It won't get you half a block.
It just doesn't. I wanted to, but...
Because it sounds... You are enough.
I know the heart behind it, you know, but...
You are enough. It sounds like you're an ingredient in an apple pie.
But
it sounds encouraging until you dig a little deeper. Well, I'm enough for what? For
right.
who?
Right.
But when you attach that phrase, you are enough because of what Jesus did for you on the cross.
Look out.
Boom.
I mean.
Boom!
You can go soaring on that one.
Yeah, you can.
Drop the mic.
Yep. Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
12 Days of Christmas. We're going live right now, Facebook Live. Yay. Chris Seegard in here helping us. By the way, prop to Chris
yes.
Seegard. How much do we
Chris.
Love this?
I know.
Chris. I mean, so he's such a blessing. And we are live, right, Chris? Thumbs up. We are live on Facebook Live. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 Days of Christmas. We're kicking it off right now. We have got a contestant. No, right. We've got
She's
a winner.
A winner. No contestant.
We've got a winner. Yeah.
Winner, winner.
All right. And the winner is Debbie from Woo! Chicago. Debbie, good to have you with us. Debbie, how are you today?
That's the
spirit, sister. That is the spirit. Okay, Allie's going to give you some selections here.
So Debbie, okay. Would you like me to pick a large gift or a small gift? So a large package or a small package?
Ooh, let's go with the small package.
Okay. Going under the tree.
Okay.
I'm going to go with this beautifully wrapped red and green striped gift.
Yes.
It's a smaller box. But you know what they say about small packages.
Oh,
good
man,
things are
I'm
inside.
You, look out.
Okay. Right. So let's see.
Big things come in small packages.
There
yes.
you go.
Right.
Oh, wow. This is, let me show you on Facebook Live. I see the words Ray-Ban.
Oh, guys.
And I see the words sunglasses.
All right.
Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Are, this is not your average Ray-Ban. These are RB 2027 Predator 2 sunglasses.
Man.
No, these are actually super duper sunglasses. Plastic frame, glass lenses, UV protection coating. Simply the most iconic, stylish sunglasses. Men or women's fashion, Ray-Ban.
This is how nice.
Ray-Ban sunglasses.
God,
we started strong.
Debbie, can we do something? Can we open up your gift a little bit more so we don't just see the box? Can
we're
we
not,
do that?
You're not going to try on her sunglasses.
I'm going to look at
if
them.
That's no. what you
well, I'm not
going to
try
that's
them on,
cool.
but pop it
that's
open.
Cool.
She's,
yeah,
let's
okay.
pop it open. She's
okay.
She's
I'm going to open the box. And I should mention that an online winner is going to be contacted by our promotions director, and you're going to get a call saying, hey, you won the sunglasses.
That's
too.
Right.
Nice.
So
let's
keep your phone
things.
And your email Ooh. Handy. Look
Ooh,
at these.
Nice case. Oh, wow.
I'm going to be really careful Ooh. With these.
Guys, these are
beautiful. Those are fancy.
These.
Oh,
are
my
classic.
Gosh. I can see myself in there.
Yes. I love it.
Yes, love Debbie.
So
That's
nice.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to package them up again, Debbie. You will get it, and it won't even look like I messed with it. It's going back in the box.
You done good. All you got is one Allie fingerprint right on the bridge.
I did my best to not create any smudges. Great. What a nice gift.
Thank you so much.
So Debbie from Chicago.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Congratulations.
Have a great Christmas holiday.
We love you, Debbie.
And then our online winner is going to get this as well. Yes. So if you want to be entered in, go online to carlandcrew.org. Enter in. One entry is all you need, and you'll be entered in for all 12 days. And then keep listening. Every day around this time, a caller's going to win, and an online winner is getting the same prize.
That's pretty sweet. Facebook Live, we're signing off. Love you guys. Thanks for being with us. And if you haven't followed us yet, go to Carl and Crew, Carl with a K, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.